Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2043. Reclaiming Our Stories from Trauma, Part 1, by Jenny Tegrotenwies with Gottman.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Optimal Relationships Daily with me, your host and narrator, Greg Audino. It's great to have you here with me again today as we embark on another longer post, a two-parter that will be split between today and tomorrow's shows. There's a lot to get through in this great article from the Gottman Institute, so let's dive right in and start optimizing your life. Reclaiming Our Stories from Trauma, Part 1, by Jenny Tegrotenwies, with Gottman.com. Quote, "We may not be responsible for the world that created our minds, but we can take responsibility for the mind with which we create our world." That's by Gabor Mate. Our past may have written the script, but we can write a new script for how we respond in the present. If you've experienced trauma in your past, even if it was long ago, you may struggle in the present with frustrating hindrances in your current relationship. Trauma can hijack your nervous system and switch you from a pattern of connection to a pattern of protection. We usually think of trauma as something obvious and dramatic, abuse, war, natural disaster, violence. But we now understand through neuroscience that there are less dramatic but no less disruptive conditions which cause trauma, and later in life, trauma responses. Sometimes these are obvious, like PTSD triggers, but often it's very subtle, like relationship patterns and emotional expectations that almost seem like part of your personality. Perhaps you wonder if your present relationship is under siege from your past trauma. Maybe you notice triggers in your responses or patterns where you disconnect. Maybe you totally miss in attempts to communicate with your partner. If this is the case, you are a survivor. You need to know that the trauma responses you have in your adult life are in no way your fault. But now that you're an adult, those reactions are your responsibility, meaning now it's up to you to do the healing. Identifying and navigating enduring vulnerabilities. Anna worries that her husband Pat is a taker. She wonders if he's actually selfish and unappreciative of how much she gives in the relationship. In truth, her partner is not making demands of her, but she's overextending herself to do for him. This is an unconscious defensive pattern she developed as a response to relational trauma, negligence, and abuse from her caretakers in childhood. Anna has such a strong impulse to anticipate her husband's needs and meet every one of them promptly that she actually doesn't hear or attune to his real requests. Pat says, "No, thank you," but she goes ahead and gives or does something anyway. He often suggests she focus on her own interests instead of him, but she claims she doesn't have anything more important than what he needs, or rather, what she perceives he needs. She consistently misses the heart of his messages to her. He really doesn't want her to do so much for him. Her behavior is creating disconnection at the very moment she is going for connection. So, Anna has grown angry, insecure, and frustrated. She attacks Pat for his lack of appreciation, wondering if he is truly selfish. The hypervigilance programmed into her nervous system keeps her rigidly unable to change her own pattern of overdoing for him, and the attempts she makes to win his approval are totally backfiring. Evidence of her past trauma weaves like a deep trench through her present story. But sadly, even Pat's patient insight about it has left her unable to change course once the impulses to repeat the relational trauma pattern fire in her nervous system. Their confusion and pain led them to couples therapy, where they learned that trauma has created for Anna what we refer to as an enduring vulnerability in Gottman Method couples therapy. This is the wound or difficulty from the past that impacts the present relationship. Managing unconscious expectations. Anna is struggling with expectations. She expects that Pat requires her constant attention and support. When he doesn't appreciate her for all that she does for him, she's confused and feels that he criticizes her instead. Now she wonders if he is selfish and narcissistic. She expects that through her giving to him, she'll receive care and value. Unconscious expectations created by those who wounded us in the past get projected onto our present attachment figures, particularly romantic partners. It's as if Anna and Pat are working off of different scripts while trying to perform the same scene in a movie. Pat may be working from a script he learned unconsciously in childhood, called an internal working model, or he may have been improvising, following what he feels true and right in the here and now. Anna, however, is following a trauma script. But what feels like it should work from the script she's following only earns her the opposite of what she's expecting. Instead of his appreciation, she receives what feels like criticism. This is because what she's doing doesn't line up with or attune to the reality of his actual feelings and needs. Pat says he wants her to stop doing so much for him. And yet, my guess is that if she were to actually change what she does, she'd feel panicky and fearful. An irrational worry might take over, maybe connected to a fear of abandonment. It would resonate as true in her body, and if that body-based belief had words, it might say something like, "No matter what he says, he really expects me to work everything out for him, and if I don't please him, he'll abandon me or hurt me. I'm only valuable when I serve his needs." These would be the powerful beliefs of her wounded inner child. It's as if the inner child is trying to help Anna by driving her towards performing a role according to the old script that kept her safe in the past. The reason this is so painful is that Pat can't have a relationship with a role or a performance. He can only connect with the real Anna. What's so frustrating for couples dealing with trauma is that at the very moment you think you're connecting, in Anna's case, through helping her husband, trauma has actually hijacked her nervous system and switched her from a pattern of connection to a pattern of protection. So, this pattern, playing this role of supporting her husband, whether he's requested it or not, is actually a defense. The thing about defenses is that while they protected us from threats in the past, they hinder us from genuine connection in the present, when no real threat exists. Because here's the truth. Nobody can connect to another person's defenses. Many people struggle with this issue, and these defensive patterns can take many forms. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled "Reclaiming Our Stories from Trauma" by Jenny Tegrotenwies with Gottman.com. And thank you so much to Jenny for a great start to this post. Definitely some interesting thoughts in this one. I find myself really intrigued by the note that this post ended on, or the first part of this post ended on, the idea of not being able to connect through our defenses. So I'm actually tempted to play devil's advocate today, which I don't think I've ever done after reading a Gottman post. So to me, if we are unaware of our defense mechanisms, like Anna was in this case, then her trying to do everything for Pat is how she at least feels she's showing love. Now, perhaps it's not as true of a love and connection as she's capable of, but it's still what she knows how to do. And I feel it would be very important to celebrate that effort when helping her understand the roots of her struggle and helping her to work through it so as to give love more genuinely and connect more genuinely, which I think is the point of this article. The vast majority of couples don't attend therapy and are likely subconsciously connecting through their defenses, at least in some ways. Now, this isn't to say that these couples are not happy or able to see one another trying their best, even if through the help of therapy or self-exploration, they might find that they can love at a higher level. So, something to keep in mind. Think about that today, folks, as we prepare for the rest of this post tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in and making this episode possible. Enjoy the rest of your day and be sure to come back for the rest in episode 2044, where your optimal life awaits.